Number 41 from May of 2008, The Log in My Eye. About 3 weeks ago, I was standing at the nurse's station on one of the units of the hospital. A young student nurse came up and began a conversation with one of her coworkers. She said, "I just can't believe how Julie talks about everybody. First, she ran Susie down for taking time off. Then she talked about Karen's weight. And finally, she was making fun of Sharon's new haircut. I don't know why people have to always be so negative and talk about other people." That young nurse then went on for about a 5-minute tirade about all the things were wrong with this gossiping, negative nurse. I'm not sure she could see the irony, but I did. She was so upset about a negative, gossiping coworker that she proceeded to take the time to gossip and be negative about her. She became the very thing that irritated her. If you think that this is an isolated case, then you're not paying attention to the people around you. People always give you a clue as to what they struggle with themselves when they notice that same thing in other people. To make it more personal, you and I are only annoyed by the character defects in other people that we don't want to admit that we have ourselves, but we do. For example, if people are acting rude by being late all the time and it really gets our goat, then we can be assured that we have this same character defect of being rude. It probably will not be in exactly the same way or to the same degree, but it will be there if we look at ourselves. We may not be late like the other person, but we may have a rude, curt tone of voice, or we may be late, but not as late as they are, or as often as they are. This is the rule of thumb in self-evaluation that seems to work every time. When some other person really pulls my chain, it is invariably because that person has some characteristic that I do not want to see in myself, but they have it in an exaggerated fashion. If I see somebody that is really out of control with their anger, I immediately need to check on my own hostility and anger. If I am bothered by another's laziness, I need to check on my own productivity. If I am bothered by another's blatant dishonesty, I need to assess my own deceptiveness. If the annoying habits of another were not something that I myself also have, it would never bother me. When I feel good about a certain area of my life, the failure in this area by another might be noticed, but it will not haunt me. I am tolerant of others who struggle with issues I don't have. Jesus advised us to first take the log out of our own eye before we try to remove the speck from another's eye. The corollary to that is that if we do notice a log in another's eye, we most certainly have a few specks of it in our own eye.